Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. You're listening to Kokoletso 4P
on Kaya Bears.
Afropolitans, it's quarter to six, and of course we look forward to engaging with many entrepreneurs as we always do on a Wednesday. But this time around, they're a little bit more special because the entrepreneurs that we'll be profiling for the upcoming weeks are entrepreneurs who have their goods and products available on a new website called shopkaya.co.za. If you have yet to experience it, do log on to the website, and this is your quintessential platform to tap into profoundly great South African creations that are proudly South African, produced in our local environment by local entrepreneurs, and accessible and available to us as Afropolitans who not only want to support black-owned businesses, but also ensure that we get to interact with quality goods that are made in a truly Afropolitan fashion. Our first guest who joins us today is no stranger to the accessories industry, well known to have a very significant and strong following, not only on social media platforms, but also by a variety of celebrated individuals in the country. Ndozing, if you know her business, she makes handmade jewelry, which she started selling from the boot of her car and has since managed to expand that further. Now, I refer to her as Ndozinke because I think everybody does that, but that's the name of the company and the brand she represents. The founder's name specifically is Usisiphelele Chikowi. Fantastic. Yes. Welcome to Kaya Biz, ma'am.
Thank you for having me, Kaka.
We're excited to have you. And that's how everybody knows Ndozinke as the fantastic brand that's marketed on many particular platforms. But you have had the typical entrepreneurial journey of selling your goods from the back of your boot and trying to essentially make ends meet. But tell us more about how you actually got into starting up your own business.
Before the accessory business, I had a salon, a dreadlocks hair salon. I've never had a job. Mm-hmm. I've always been self-employed. So I've went from one business to the other. But Ndozinke has been the most successful business I've had. And I had a salon. And then I had a head injury. So I went to the hospital. I was in coma for 3 months. When I came out, wow, I didn't want to go back to the salon business. And I remembered how my clients used to love my accessories because I used to make them back then, you know? So I was like, okay, now that I don't want to go back to the hair business, I think maybe I must focus on my accessory line. Mm. So I made a few pieces and then I would take them back to the salon. And then ladies would invite me to, you know, social clubs. And then I'll pack my stuff and visit the social clubs and sell my accessories from the boot until someone told me about pop-ups. And then that's when I looked into it, and yeah, we've never looked back since.
Tell us more about your beadwork and your handmade jewelry, because like and it's a highly competitive market because you go to a variety of flea markets and you can find it available depending on the handcraft. But there's something that you've done differently to make yours be different, find a differentiator and have a unique selling proposition, which has seen this brand and market grow so substantially. So what's your differentiator? Who do you work with? How do you see more women participate in the value chain?
One of the things that I told myself, that beadwork has always been there. Mm-hmm. So it's not like something new that I came up with. But how we style our accessories, how we merge the everyday wear with your beadwork. Because a lot of time people think beadwork, bead accessories are for special occasions,
yes,
wedding, heritage day. But if you look at it, if you look into our page, you can see that we always have photo shoot where we style our people, we style our models to show people how we can make your beadwork an everyday accessory. And I work with Abokoko from Mpumalanga. We started with two, and now we have over 45
wow,
ladies.
Wow, that's a huge number. In how long?
In 3 years.
2 to 42 in 3 years.
Yes, and this is three different parts of Mpumalanga, you know. There's about four groups with a minimum of 10. So I've seen it grow because it spreads through word of mouth. And when the other group tells the other one that, you know, we really do make a living from this group, then they tend to invite other abokokabanye. And so that's how we've been able to grow the brand. And the support that we've received in the past few years has been amazing. It has made it possible for us to grow from 2 to 45.
And that's exactly what makes your business so phenomenal, right? Because most companies, small businesses, don't survive the first 5 years of the operations. But here you are within 4 years growing substantially so within these numbers. What were some of the additional levels of support that you had to find? Of course, we know capital is one. And of course, having to support abokoko that are now at least 42 within those groups. You also need to make sure that there's a strong relationship that you establish with them. Because fundamentally, your kind of business is built on trust.
Yes, it's really built on trust because we self-fund it. So we didn't get any funding from a government. Mm. So we had to save... with every project, we had to save the money back into the project. So my business is not just a business, but it's a community project. So some of the proceeds, not even some, most of the money goes back to the community. And for a longest time, abokoko have been, not to say exploited, but they never saw real money from beadwork because people used to just... give them projects, keep them in their back rooms, you know, and until they've done the project, send them back home. But with me, I'm trying very hard to make it a difference in their lives so that it's worth it. Sometimes I fight with my customers with the prices and I'm like, if it's not going to change the lives of the people who make these products, then it's not worth it.
Afropolitans, if you've just joined us, we are speaking to Usphelele Chikowi, who is the founder of Handmade Jewelry Business, which essentially started well over 4 years ago, but now is receiving a resounding sense of success. The jewelry company Ndozi Nhle, well known for their handmade beaded jewelry, which has found a lot of success in South Africa. I'm glad that you touched on pricing because, of course, you know us as South African consumers, we are so sensitive. I can imagine you at the societies in Stokvel, isn't Ndozako Sturaganji? Right?
Yes.
That's the expression you'd often get. And for someone who logs onto the ShopKaya website, they see maybe some of your beaded mirrors. I see one here for at least above 1,000 rand. You obviously need to substantiate why the costing is so expensive. But as you said, you're supporting a number of people within the value chain. Explain to us how, as South African consumers, we need to get over pricing and maybe understand value a lot more deeply.
It's sad with the Chinese bringing cheaper products, it has made it very difficult for us to convince our customers that, you know, this price is worth it. But if you look at our items, the quality is amazing, number one.
Yes.
Number two, even the product that we use original beads. Unfortunately, beads are not from Africa. The original ones are from Czechoslovakia.
Really?
So, yes.
Wow. Who would have thought?
Yeah. So we import our beads and the quality of our bead is amazing. The workmanship that goes into our products is amazing. And number three, it has to really impact and change the lives of the people who make the beads. So above all, life-changing is more important than the price at this moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And seeing value beyond the price and understanding the impact that you're trying to drive. What's also unique about your business, as you say, is that a lot of the heritage is sunk in abokoko, you know, elderly women who have mastered this craft over decades on edge. You are young, you are dynamic, your product speaks to a young audience. I often see individuals wearing your beaded work at traditional weddings and traditional ceremonies. How are you looking to try to drive a younger female focus within the value chain of the products you produce?
We've already started.
Lovely.
Amazingly, because like I said before, the young ones are not interested in the beadwork because they never saw the returns. But now that they see the abokoko, because now I put abokoko smartphone so that we can communicate,
yes,
so that I can send her a picture and say, make these for me. And so the young people now are really interested in what is... Earlier on, I had a conversation with another corporate to say, now we have younger people in the group who make it easy for me to work with. Because abokoko easily get bored. So they don't like repetition. So making like 10 same bags for them would be, you know, strenuous. They like playing with color.
Makes sense.
But the young ones, they're able to stick to the order.
Yes.
If we get a corporate order that says we want 50 identical items, they are there for me to, you know, I can trust that through the young ones, I'm able to deliver for the corporates, for the big companies. And through abokoko, I'm able to do the small different items. Because when you walk into a store, not every item is the same.
Exactly.
Because that's how they work abokoko. So I've been able to merge young people and old people in our company.
Well, we look forward to more of the development that will come out. There's so much more that we can explore with you, especially just how e-commerce has also worked in your favor using digital platforms like ShopKai, and also how that continues to benefit you. But we look forward to engaging with you going forward and wish you nothing but more success, and appreciate the contribution that you're making to the social landscape in South Africa through your business endeavors. So a big thank you to Usiphelele Chikowi, who is the founder of Ntozi Inhle, a handmade jewelry business located here in Johannesburg. Well, that's where we have to leave it for today, Afropolitans. If you are interested in Ntozi Inhle brands and goods, do log on to shopkayafm.co.za, where not only can you purchase these particular goods, but many others that are proudly South African and Afropolitan too. Do stay tuned. After 6 o'clock is Dr. John Pullman. He is broadcasting live from the Beyond Painting Classrooms conference presented by First Rand Limited's volunteer program, celebrating employee volunteering within the South African business landscape.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.